Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
These the Capri shorts I'm wearing on this shit.
Don't act like you don't wear those.
And those type of sandals, I don't know what the fuck. I don't wear those.
You do. You fucking hipster.
I don't wear that.
You 5G black alien, you. Come on with the truth. Tell the truth. Okay. People. Welcome to another edition here of The Last Drop. It is the first week of May, as I like to call Mother's Month or whatever, you know, because it is, well, next week is, I thought it was supposed to be the first Sunday of every May. It's supposed to be Mother's Day, but I guess they said, nah, that first shit don't count. We got to at least give it some time to breathe into May. But it is Mother's Month, if you will, and therefore it is Whiskey Week here on The Last Drop. I am your godfather of whiskey. I am JB.
And I am a very tired godfather of craft beer, Cody.
Our 5G black alien over here. Yes.
Still waking up.
Yeah. Even aliens need their sleep, people.
Mm-hmm.
That 5G.
Need to recharge.
Yeah, because you know that 5G wears you out. So every now and then, you got to rest your laurels, you know.
All that, all the cellular tower energy surging through the veins.
Yeah.
5G waves.
You ever think, what's going to happen, Cody, if you ever run into like a 7G alien, 7G black alien?
I think that's too far to the future right now.
Oh, okay.
I mean, time travel does exist. It does.
You would know.
But.
Yeah.
But they haven't come back. They got to come back first before we can, you know, interact. So that's how that works.
Do you think your species will be devastated and destroyed once these 7G black aliens get into it?
I don't know. You ever see that movie Arrival?
Yeah.
Remember that movie? Yeah, remember when the aliens came to Earth to seek help in the future, like 3,000 years in the future, whatever?
Yeah, and then they vanished?
Yeah. So I don't, that's kind of weird. Like, I don't know if like our race is entirely fucked. I don't know.
Okay. So you guys are just like the human race then or whatever. Like, you got your own problems like we got our own problems. Okay.
Yeah, we got a bunch of dumb motherfuckers in our species too. Yeah.
Okay, cool. I mean, I got to ask you this, sir. I know this is supposed to be a whiskey week, whatever, but I got a question to ask your 5G black ass. How is your fucking scarf billowing in the wind when you're in a room right now? I need to know this.
It's, you know what that is? The scarf has its own atmosphere around it.
Interesting.
It's one of the scarfs from our particular solar system.
Okay.
So that's why it billows by itself.
Because I had told the Art of Lunatic that the scarf was kind of like nanotech, and once it's around your neck, it sucks into your neck.
Funny you mentioned that. It actually does have a nanotech component to it.
Interesting.
So you're not too far off.
Interesting. Whatever.
Yeah.
I like that you 5G black aliens like to drink your beer, though. That's
cool. Yes, you do.
Pretty cool.
Yes, as we do have in common with the human species, we do like the beer. Yes.
Yeah. Well, thank you for sharing your art, your
absolutely
with us and your knowledge of.
And yes. I hope you guys have fun with the new technology we share with you guys.
Well, from what I've heard, you've given China a little bit more advanced technology than us, but it's fine.
Well, that's classified information.
Oh, okay. Because over there, they got like fucking 10G. So,
Yeah.
You cheated.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, hey, some of that's above my pay grade, too.
Is it because they don't call you N-word over there and we do over here? Is that what it is?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, fair enough then. All right. I'm glad we can conduct this interview then.
You see? Yeah.
So, I mean, I guess they did call you a 5G black alien. I mean, it could have been an alien.
They did, but they could have called us worse.
This is true. This
could
is call true.
Us a lot worse.
I mean, yeah, we did call you worse, you old pick. Mm-hmm. Anyway. How you doing, Cody?
just waking up.
Oh,
just
waking up. Is the NBA playoffs waking you up?
Actually, yeah, I'm watching that right here on my other screen.
I was too, actually. The playoffs.
Yeah, Milwaukee's up by, what is that, 7, I believe?
Man.
Sorry, I can't count.
Who thought the Bucks would look bad without Middleton?
Oh, it is 7.
Yeah, they look pretty damn good, even without Middleton.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be more of a series. Well, it'd still be a series.
Still be a series.
Close game. Yeah, but I thought it was going to be more of a – but no, Milwaukee doing what they're supposed to do.
Let's break this down, man. So, yeah, I guess you, what you said last week can't happen because you said Boston and Milwaukee, well, only one team can make it between the two.
Mm-hmm.
So who you got out of that then, Boston and Milwaukee? Either way, it's going to be Miami. Miami's going. Let's just –
going to the conference finals?
Conference finals, yes.
Okay, yeah. Oh, you're my pick to go to the finals, right? Warriors-Bucks?
Warriors-Bucks, yeah. But you said it was going to be Boston and Milwaukee in the conference finals, so.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, yeah, we got there a little earlier. Yeah. Well, I got Milwaukee and Miami.
Yeah, Miami, there you go.
Yeah. Ooh, Western Conference, that's going to be interesting.
Hell yeah, because Chris Paul
obviously
playing. Chris Paul
Gold
playing State. Like the point guard he is right now. You know what I'm saying? The point guard.
It'll probably most likely be Golden State Phoenix.
Ooh, what do you mean most likely? It is going to be Golden State.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hold on, wait. And there's no question about this. I mean,
yeah.
The West has been two teams and two teams only or whatever, okay? The mm-hmm. East has been a little bit more challenging in deciding that or whatever. You know, and as much as I want to, and as much as I do like, I'll give Miami their credit, but let's be real. They've had an easy ride to this playoffs here. They had to face Atlanta first. It's like, come on now. They had to get into the play-in tournament just to make this. Nah, I like Atlanta. And after Cody, I even told you, I was like, shout out to them for winning that game against Miami on that Friday night. But who in the fuck had Atlanta beat Miami?
Yeah, but that's one of the perks. So you can't really like put that on them, though, because they earned the right to play.
Oh, no. I'm not saying they don't deserve it, but I'm just saying they got an easy fucking ride here, don't they?
Uh-huh. And they're doing what they're supposed to do. They're doing what they're supposed to be.
Joel Embiid is out now. He had an orbital.
Oh, yeah. Philly's fucked. Yeah, that's a wrap.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's done. It was done anyway, but yeah, that's definitely a wrap.
I thought it would have been a good series with Joel Embiid, but now that he out, I'm like,
well. Yeah, it would have been, but they're going to lose anyway.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. Yeah. So now that he's out, this might be another easy little sweep for them.
Mm-hmm.
So they've had the easiest ride to this fucking conference finals out of all these teams here.
Yeah.
The easiest goddamn ride or whatever and shit. But don't worry, Milwaukee, they're going to make them
slow. Milwaukee is going to handle business. They're going to do their thing. It's going to be, like I said, Milwaukee Golden State in the finals, and I'm giving the edge to Milwaukee to repeat this year. I don't know if I said that last time, but.
You did. I'm still going Milwaukee and Suns, and I still got Milwaukee winning it, too.
Okay. Well, oh, yeah, so we both agree on that. All right, cool.
Yeah, because even without Middleton, Milwaukee's still playing. They're
yeah.
This is what the Lakers needed. When your star players aren't around, your backup players show up.
And well, you got to have the backup players that fit.
That too.
Shut up,
Cody. Don't come in here with logic. Don't come in here with no logic.
Oh, Lakers, I ain't even talking about next season. I think we discussed it before, like next season, it was like, oh, Lord.
So there's rumors that Westbrook is probably going to be out of there. And I'm like, yeah, I highly doubt that because
who's going to take that contract?
Yeah, exactly. So
who the fuck wants that?
I mean, but if we can get rid of him, I'm all for it. You know?
That's the worst contract in the league right now. Well, him and John Wall.
I still don't know how the fuck he got that money. I just.
Whoa, I know how he got it. He's at Mr. Triple-Double.
Yeah, I'm glad this year maybe to realize triple-doubles don't mean shit.
Well, yeah, and then if he doesn't fit, if he can't sacrifice his role, if he still think he's that old dude, the old Russell Westbrook, like, come on, dude.
You know what I do love about the NBA now, though, is all the stars are foreigners now, if they're not the older guys, like your LeBrons and KDs and your Chris Pauls and shit like that or whatever, but mostly all the stars, your Giannis, Jokic, Joel Embiid and shit like that or whatever.
Luka,
they all foreigners and shit now, so.
I didn't even think about that, that's true.
Yeah, but Milwaukee's had if they beat Boston, which I think they will.
They will.
Because they will. They've had a tough fucking road to get back to this championship, if I'm not mistaken, huh? I mean, it's been pretty difficult for them.
Not really.
I mean, they lost their player. They had to play, who the fuck did they just beat? Oh, they, I'm sorry. I got
Chicago.
Chicago, the hot up and coming team there, whatever.
Yeah. but they beat one out. Lonzo wasn't playing. That would have been a bit more interesting series if Lonzo was playing.
Yeah, I'm sure it was. Didn't they have someone else out too?
Maybe, I'm not sure.
Now they got to play Boston, another hot, fresh.
Boston's fucking good, so that's ain't gonna be no easy series by any means. But
Boston reminds me of Milwaukee from last year.
Mm-hmm.
The way they play and the way they use all of their players, or whatever, it reminds me of Milwaukee last year. So I think this is gonna be the best series throughout the playoffs right now, till we get to the conference finals here. As far as I don't really give a shit about Heat and Phoenix. I mean Philly. I already know who went in that. So.
Yeah.
And then
it's gonna be it's Golden State, Memphis, correct?
Yeah, it's Memphis and Golden State.
Okay, that's gonna be fun.
Yeah. I kind of don't give a shit though. So I already told you last night, I don't give a shit about Memphis. Mm-hmm. And then
I like that Memphis team.
Fuck that Memphis team.
They're fun to watch.
They can suck my dick. then you got the most boring one out of all of them, whatever. You got Phoenix and Mavericks. I mean, I know you're excited for that one. You really want to see that.
That Mavericks team is boring as fuck to me. I like Luka, but they just, that has never been exciting to me. Even when they got like, the chip that year.
Oh, they kind of like the Spurs. Grizzlies to me then, whatever. They're just boring as fuck.
I think the Grizzlies are exciting. I don't know. I like that young Grizzlies team. That grit and grind. I like those dudes.
I find them entertaining at all. I find them boring.
Mavericks, I find boring as shit. They're the most boring team in the playoffs to me. The Mavericks.
I thought the Timberwolves were for me, but they had a good series.
Timberwolves, they're mine is Pat Bev's bitch ass. I like the
That's why I don't like them. Yeah. I don't like Timberwolves or fucking Memphis Grizzlies or whatever. I like John Morant, though. John Morant, he's exciting as shit.
Mm-hmm.
That dunk he hit, that was pretty fucking sweet as hell.
Yeah, dude, I'm off. I'm getting up. Appreciate the heights.
That hand, that hand extended like he was Space Jam and shit. I was just like, what you doing, bro? Like, shit. That was the most exciting thing of that whole fucking series, all right? I was like, all right, what's that goddamn hand or whatever shit? Because let's be real, that series should have been fucking over. They dragged that shit out longer than it needed to be. It was just like...
It's like two young teams.
Oh, my
young
God.
Superstars on there.
And, you know what? Gold State going to come in there and sweep their ass, and that'd be exciting for me because then get rid of it.
I don't think
hold on, don't you.
I don't think it's going to be a sweep. It'll be six games at most, but I don't think it's going to be a sweep.
I'm going to give it five.
It might be five.
I'm going to give it five. If no injuries, because I notice every goddamn prediction I've had has had injuries now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the disclaimer I guess we got to put out now. If there's no injuries.
No fucking injuries or whatever.
Yeah. Well, you got to be obvious. We're talking about if there's no fucking injuries, but I guess not.
Yeah. But I still got the Suns going because my point guy showed up. This motherfucker. You imagine this
14
dude,
for 14, bro.
Man, this dude.
Shout out to Chris Paul.
This is the most talked about thing in the playoffs right now, as far as going right now. It ain't about John Morant dunk anymore. That's old news. It's about the point guard coming in at age 36, I believe, 37?
Is it 35 or 36? Oh, damn, I thought he was 35.
Yeah, he's 36, actually. Yeah. Okay. He's 36 coming in here and hitting a perfect game, Cody. Perfect. He didn't miss.
Yeah, you know how hard that is? 14 shots
that's
in the
hard.
NBA.
He said
14 makes on 14 shots.
He looked in the mirror, Cody, and said, "We're not going back to Phoenix. Mm-hmm. I'm ending this tonight."
And I was a little worried for the Suns too. I thought D Book was gonna be out for like 1 or 2 weeks. I thought that was the original report.
And I got like, it mixed up. I thought it was
whatever.
Yeah, I got it mixed up. I thought it was Middleton that was 1 or 2 weeks, and I thought it was Book was out. And then someone that corrected me and said, no, it was Book that was supposed to be 1 or 2. I was like, all right, I'm getting my injury mixed up here and shit about who's about to be out and shit.
Yeah, and Book was like, fuck that. He was like, nope, not today.
I wonder if it would have went to game 7, though, what they would have just, like, forced Brook in
there. I don't know.
I wonder when they play Golden State or whatever. Wouldn't that be funny if both teams lose now? We gotta
that would be a biggest fucking fuck you and collapse ever, dude. Can you imagine that shit?
I don't think any of those other teams can beat Milwaukee or the Heat, to be honest, if either one of those win. So I think the East is about to repeat this.
If we get a Memphis Dallas Western Conference Finals.
Oh no! I bet Texas would be happy, but nobody would give a fuck. nobody would give
a fuck. I wonder what that viewership would look like.
Let's see. Raised the.
Well, I take that back. Shit, Milwaukee's a small market, and they got the viewership. So I don't know. I guess people just like basketball.
Let me raise the two here. Raise the subtract the three. Oh, it'd be zero fucks given. That's how much. That's that JV math for you there, Cody. And then Chris Paul, man, showing up, point guard, man. He coming in. And I think it's a clear cut they're gonna beat the Mavs. Have you been paying attention to the Mavericks at all? Are they good? I have not been paying attention to them at all.
I mean they're okay. They're fine. But they're always going to be just that okay, fine team. That's just what they are. They got a chip that 1 year back in when they beat LeBron. What was it 2010? Something like that.
That was before you was even born, Cody. So why? That don't mean shit. What have you done for me lately? That was a decade. That was over a decade ago. Okay.
Yeah. No. Many moons ago.
That was back when you had only 3G.
Yep.
The 3G black alien.
You the barely, classic 3G.
Yeah, you barely 3G black alien. You didn't have shit, really.
I was still growing. Yeah, still growing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you still fucking around with that iPod, too. So. Talking about this is the future.
That iPod Nano.
Yeah, you got Nano, all right. Send that scarf. So, we're not concerned about Mavericks or whatever. Philly... What an unlucky break for them. I mean, they got far. James Harden actually played well for one game, only for Joel Embiid not to just suffer a thumb injury, but he suffers an orbital fracture.
This is not good because you know what that means. All the pressure is on James Harden. And you know how James Harden and pressure works. Well, it doesn't.
I was going to tell you, James Harden is relaxed as fuck right now, Cody, because you know why? They play in Miami. That motherfucker in Miami already. He as soon as that game ended.
Oh, Lord. I even think about this. God damn.
As soon as that game ended, Cody, when they beat who did they just beat? Fuck, I don't even remember who they just beat now.
Oh, Toronto.
Toronto, that's right. As soon as that game ended, whatever, and they beat Toronto, Cody, that motherfucker got on a jet right away and said, yeah.
Can't start.
Matter of fact, I don't know if you noticed, he left 2 minutes before the fourth quarter was over. He said, I got to get on a plane to Miami. That motherfucker living like Tony Montana right now. That motherfucker got his face buried in where he So when he got the news, just like we all did or whatever and shit, where he woke up from cocaine heaven or whatever shit, he said, Joel Embiid out. What? Oh shit! Girl, get off me! Get off me! Hold on. So, hey Cody, I'm gonna go ahead and say this gonna go to Game 7 just because James Harden gonna show up because he wanna stay in Miami a little bit longer. He a little motivated.
I'm pretty sure that's his thinking.
He a little motivated. Got
Might see a new James Harden this series. Who knows? We have press conferences. So James, what's your newfound motivation for putting a team on your back and handling the pressure of getting the Phillies 76ers back to the championship?
Well, you know, I'm like lying through his teeth.
if you get a camera behind him, you see his phone in his hand, and it's like a stripper around twerking on the shit. Whatever. And she's doing this like, come on, James, down to Sahara at 5:30 Miami Boulevard. And he's just like, yeah, I got to get the training real quick, whatever and stuff. Yeah, so press conference over, you know. Matter of fact, when he finds out he got to go to Milwaukee, Cody, that's when he going to end the game right there. He's going to be like, oh, fuck that. I'd rather just stay in Miami. I'm just going to take the dive here. Lose this shit.
We're going where?
That would be a funny ass book if we find out James Harden been taking dives because he didn't want to go to certain cities anymore.
Oh my God.
Hey, you know what? I never liked James Harden, but he's my most respectable and lovable player. I got to tell you, I love this man because I can only imagine as a single JB in the NBA making the millions of dollars or whatever shit, Cody, what would be on my mindset to do on that private jet stuff. So
I ain't want to know.
Yeah.
Don't want to know.
This man is eating fine, delicious foods, Cody, and he don't give a shit about his appearance, clearly. He's traveling to these cities to go to these strip clubs.
Mm-hmm.
Right now,
this man is a menace.
That motherfucker, it just clicked in his head, Cody, in that game 7 or whatever against Toronto, where he realized, oh, shit, we get to go to Miami? Oh, shit, let me put up 30 tonight now. So, James is on a run. Could you imagine, Cody, when they open, if they make an NBA team in Vegas,
Oh God. If they do it, let's just say he's been retired for like 10 years and then all of a sudden just put a new franchise there. He's going to come out of retirement so fucking fast.
That's why that motherfucker got so big. He was at them buffets, them strip clubs. Because everybody know them buffets in Vegas are cheap as shit. I mean, they like 20 bucks. I went to, the last time I was in Vegas, when I went out there and shit like that, I went to a casino. And the, I sat at the little dining table they got there. The lady told me, what would you like to drink? I got a margarita and a Long Island iced tea and 4 carne asada tacos. That shit came out to $21. I was like, God damn. Oh. I said, back in L.A., this would have been
like $50.
And I would have had to tip you $20 whatever. Shit. This would have been a $70 meal. I said, no wonder James Harden got so big. Shit, he eating like a king over here. Mm-hmm. Shit. So if they get a team, I'm surprised that motherfucker ain't learned how to play football. Join the Raiders. That's probably why he's
getting tried out. Yeah.
That's why he got so big. Try to
play linebacker. I'd be offensive lineman.
That's why he got so big, Cody. Mm-hmm. He was fucking trying out whatever. And they told him, James, you at the wrong stadium, bro. He's like, no. I think I'm here. Yeah, I think I'm ready.
Hey, you do realize you keep going on this path. You're going to die, right?
Nah, I don't realize that yet. How old is James Harden? What is he, like my age?
I think so. Something like that. Okay. I'm looking it up right now.
I never actually wondered how old this dude was.
I'm actually curious about that.
If I find out he's older than 35, I'm like, God damn, James. Like, you need to...
He's probably older than what he looks. He's got that big-ass beard on him.
He doesn't have like that young or old look to him because of that fucking beard.
Yeah, shit. No, he's 32.
Okay, so he's a year younger than me. Man, James Harden, this drink's to you, my friend. We've given James Harden a lot of shit on this show. We do not like how James Harden played. But I'll tell you this right now. Back in my 20s, I would have loved the party with that motherfucker right there. Today, not so much.
No.
That motherfucker is the type of motherfucker that makes you put a down payment on your mortgage and your house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And your funeral.
Yeah. They'd be like, man, you so broke, you even spent funeral costs that you had saved up. Mm-hmm. Now, whatever. Be like, I was with James Harden, I couldn't help it. Because James is like the type that he ain't going to spot you, but he going to take you on the ride.
I think I came down to the source of it. I think James Harden acting a fool wilding out because of his actual full name. His name is James Edward Harden Jr. Come on, man. It all makes sense now.
Yeah, it really
I'm
does.
So sorry. Wow.
Old James Edward Harden Jr., huh?
Wow.
Hey, man. He's doing better than Ben Simmons. Let's put
don't even start that motherfucker. Man. Lord, that's a whole...
Working out, by the way.
That whole goddamn Nets team, man. All them Jesus.
I'll just say this. For the long run, maybe that Ben Simmons trade will work out. But for the short run of James' excitement and happiness right now, it worked out perfectly for James. Because Cody, he's going to Miami. It's like the Viva La Vegas. Well, Viva La Miami for him. James Harden's eyes bulged out of his head when he heard Miami, and he went, who down there? God damn, he's like the Wilt Chamberlain of our generation, Cody.
Yeah, basically. Basically, yeah, he's like, Wilt Chamberlain reincarnated.
I think Wilt possessed his body. But I don't even think James is close to Wilt's number, though. Have you ever read Wilt Chamberlain's book?
No, I heard about it, though.
Oh, that shit is so goddamn preposterous. This motherfucker breaks the shit down in numbers, too, Cody. It's just like, wait a minute, what? About how many women he's been with and shit. I mean, this dude literally played ball, fucked, and then played ball. He didn't sleep, shower, or do anything else, to be honest, according to that book. Oh man. Oh damn.
Passionate.
He's very
passionate man. Give him that.
He's very passionate or whatever. You know?
He's goddamn passionate.
He's putting them numbers up though. So I that's the most game I'm gonna pay attention to, Cody. I just want to see how James Harden's gonna perform. I'm going to tell you this right now. If it gets to a game seven, now we know why.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, we know.
Shit, if it manages to end in game one, then we know why. He just wanted to cut this shit short because he got, like, strip clubs. So I expect this game to go to distance, Cody, because James Harden is motivated to stay in Miami just a little bit longer. I'm making a prediction right now. They're going to lose the home games, and they're going to win their away games.
Mm, yeah, that's probably how it's going to work out.
James Harden is going to leave them home games in a minute, whatever. He's going to be like, I don't want to go back to fucking Philly. Philly, yeah. James might even like playing on the Lakers. He'd be like, that's pretty close to Vegas. I can.
Yeah, it's like a 3-4 hour drive.
He's like, man, it's like a 50-minute flight. I could get my check in time. So keep your eyes on James Harden in the next few years or where he might possibly be going, people. I want Vegas to get a team now so bad.
Oh my God. The Clippers should have moved. Like it.
Actually, you're right, yeah.
Yeah.
Because actually, I'm joking or whatever, but I do see Vegas getting a stadium. Oh, not a stadium, but an arena for a basketball
team. I can totally see that, yeah.
I mean, that city has grown so much in the past 3 years alone or whatever, as far as sports go. Mm-hmm. When it comes to like hockey and football now, so I could easily see them wanting a basketball team soon, if not a basketball team, a baseball team. But I would assume they would want the NBA over there as well because Vegas is such a hot spot or whatever. So, and shit, California, we have so many fucking teams as it is when it comes to basketball and baseball. Mm-hmm. What Cody just said, I could see them adopting someone. Clippers are too deep in right now because they bought that fucking arena. So, but. Yeah, Cody's right. We never even thought of Vegas. We always said San Diego or some shit like that, whatever. But yeah, take your ass to Vegas. Like, you fit right in. Matter of fact, ain't they jerseys black too? They would fit right in with the Raiders color, shit.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, it's over there and shit. Anyway, though, people, oh man, what a week it's been and whatever and shit. I've been swiping Cody's credit card like crazy this week, you know? Shit. Mm,
yeah, I've been getting all kind of notifications and charges on my fucking iPad and
that's phone and all that shit. Like, that's God, not important, man. Cody.
Like, who is this using my? Then I just figured out, oh, yeah, it's probably JB. No, that's why I didn't like call or bother. I was like, oh, he's just doing it, JB. That's fine.
But, well, you know how you figured out is because I would always, your notifications always came with a smile next to it.
Mm-hmm.
With a little, you know, like a little anime emoji of myself doing it.
Yeah.
I'm like the James Harden of Cody's life.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Shit just happens. Mm-hmm. I want to send a few shout outs right now to some liquor stores. I never do this
because I always talk shit about this because they're always fucking around.
Yeah. Stupid. Well, the first one I want to send a shout out to is Court. I want to give a shout out to them just because my man hooked me up with some wine for my mom's birthday or whatever and shit. And he gave it to me in a bag and everything for free and shit. And just said, here, I got something for your mom or whatever.
That's nice.
And gave me these, you know, my mother loves that fruit juice wine, you know. So he had some new flavors that haven't been released yet. Or coming out soon or whatever and shit. So he was like, oh, I know your mom loves these or whatever. So here's for her birthday and shit. So a special shout out to Cork for that, man. Cork, man, I mean, I know people give them shit for their prices, whatever, because they're a little high and shit. But, hey, man, when they doing shit like that for me, I got to give them a shout out right there because that's nothing but love right there. So thank you, Cork. And I also want to give another shout out to is the store I went to yesterday. I'm already fucking up days now. My man was holding a barrel proof Taylor for me.
Very nice.
Yeah, man, he held it for me, you know, got that. Ooh-wee. bam. Yeah,
good.
So I'm in the grid now. He held that for me for a week or whatever shit because I just didn't have time. It was in Santa Ana. I don't even know how to say it. Natty's Liquor. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
So I met the owner. he'd been wanting to meet me and shit. So we met up finally. We was just talking it up and stuff. He was like, let me know if you ever want anything or whatever and shit. And then that's when I sent Cody some photos of some beer he had or whatever. But then when he gave me them prices, I was like, yeah, that's all right.
Like, ooh. I was like, no, thank you.
I was looking at him going like, I wouldn't mind trying them. I was like, I was thinking like, oh, if it's like $60, I mean, I don't want to pay that, but I'd like to try it, you know, for $60.
I would debate it if it was 60, but it'll be considered.
Yeah. I bet if it was 60, it probably wouldn't be on that shelf anymore.
Mm-hmm. That's just, yeah, I got a point there.
Yeah. So I think he had the Elijah Craig Goose Island and the Blanton's one, right? Definitely more the Elijah Craig ones than the Blanton's one or whatever. Which is the Bourbon County people, Cody's go-to. Well, not go-to, but Cody's good juice there. And once I heard the price, $100, I was like, ooh.
See, I'm going to get all technical with this shit. I wonder which exact Elijah Craig barrels those were, though. Because if it was like some of that barrel-proof shit, then yeah. I definitely would consider that shit because I love me some of that barrel proof.
That. Yeah, I don't think it would have made much of a difference because those things are only aged for like 12 fucking months, so it don't really... I think we've already had this debate with the Weller one or whatever. It's not really like it's going to do shit, but it has my curiosity to try them if they're like... I've never seen them in store before without me having to order from another fucking state.
Same here.
So... to see him on a shelf, I was just like, oh, that's cool as shit, whatever. But to pay $100 for it, that's not even including tax. So we're looking probably like at $115.
Mm-hmm. No, fuck that.
Yeah, it's like, damn, no, that's all right, whatever. But well, either way, though, I still got hooked up with a barrel proof. So I got that off the bucket list now. So I got my Michter's Rise, my 2022s, and I got my fucking my barrel proof. Shit, buying boxes and stacks of these shits here, people.
And one more shout out to Corked over there for my Blue Run bottle. It's been treating me well. So, thank you. Thank you.
Speaking of Blue Run or whatever, I met up with the owner.
Good segue. I like this.
Met up with the owner and we was wearing each other's shirts. That was some dope shit right there. I was like, hey, look, hey, I recognize that shirt.
I do need me one of the Blue Run shirts. Those are fire.
Yeah. I got like four. I got three now. Yeah, three.
That's a fire shirt.
Yeah. Shout out to Mike as well for hooking me up with that that sample, man. We opened that bad boy right away, man. He hooked me up with that sample, gave me a shirt, and we was just talking. We was shooting the shit for like an hour or whatever, you know. We was kicking it and stuff like that. So we had a damn good time and stuff. So thanks. Shout out to Blue Run, Cork, Natty's Liquor. All been nothing but positive experiences here. And shout out to everyone, by the way. Not just these liquor stores, whatever, but everyone that's been buying some Last Drop merch.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Drinking from my cup right now, whatever, you know. I got to say, when I put this up here, I didn't realize it was going to do that well or whatever and shit. I need more designs now, apparently.
I'm going to do a little transport right here. I'm going to do a little... The little transport right here, might as well, right?
Yeah, you need to switch over.
Yeah, what am I doing right now? Hold on.
I don't want to see that Starbucks logo no more. I want to see that Last Drop logo.
There we go. That's better.
Yeah, there you go. I bet it tastes better now. Yeah.
Hold on.
Sip on that coffee.
That's Last Drop.
Damn.
There you go, folks.
Last Drop
Starbucks coffee. You add it to the Last Drop mug. It becomes a Last Drop.
Damn. That's all you want to sip on. This is water.
Four. Oh, this is two. Now, it's a Last Drop.
This goddamn water tastes like it came from a mountain spring now.
Mm-hmm.
Holy shit.
That's Last Drop.
That's the best high quality H2 I've ever sipped in my goddamn life now, ever coming from this cup here. So, damn. So, shout out to everyone. Getting hoodies and shirts. He's got the goosebumps now, people. He's drunk with a cup now, whatever. He's getting all excited and shit. I think the ghost of JB is taking over his body now.
I hope not. I don't want that.
Why you stuttering, Cody? It's going to be all right.
Fuck it is.
He looked at his girlfriend. He said, uh-oh. No, hold on now. Baby, get away. Get away, girl. It's going to be all right. Don't worry. Don't worry, girl.
Oh, my goodness.
For some reason, Cody's hair just grew out. It became crazy. He got a little darker complexion now, whatever. Wait a minute. What's going on?
What's going on here? Oh, no.
Yeah. With that goatee just kicked in now with the long beard. Yeah, he just became Last Drop certified now, you know? Yeah. Oh, man, he's wearing real clothes now, apparently, or whatever. You know, he's got
wearing real clothes.
He ain't got corduroys on now.
Oh, my God.
He ain't got corduroys on. Matter of fact, he got a tank top on just like in that fucking cartoon drawing. Look just like that fucking alien.
All I need is a scarf. My hair a little shorter. I need some capris. For whatever fucking reason.
Capris.
Seriously, where the fuck did it come from?
What do you mean where did it come from? Don't act like you don't
dress
like
no goddamn.
When I met
those
you.
Sandals.
What? Old Navy sandals. You look just like that. What are you talking about?
That's some bullshit. That's definitely some creative liberties taken with that shit.
Nah, no, it's not bullshit. No.
Yeah, nah.
Even those fuck me now flip flops and shit.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, get out of here.
No shit like that.
Yeah, you look just how I met you in Venice. Just like that shit.
Oh, my God. That's some hipster overload shit. I definitely am full-blown hipster, but goddamn, I ain't never. I went to that level.
A girl looked at that shit and said, yeah, that was you back in 2012. Yeah, it totally was you. Shit, yeah. Look just like you. Don't be trying to play that shit up now. Creative liberties. Cartoons are supposed to be creative liberties, but that shit was just nothing but the truth. Shit.
I'll be goddamn.
Yeah. I ain't gonna lie. I want to fuck that alien.
Oh, my God.
I saw that alien. I was just like, yeah, lift them pants legs up, motherfucker.
What the fuck?
Got something for you. Easy access. Anyway, okay, hold on. So this month here, Cody, I'm doing something out of your realm of what I want to do, but I just said I'll do it because I haven't done these bottles yet, whatever and stuff. So, and I haven't done this one per se, which is my favorite out of the bunch. Cause I don't really give a shit about the branding anymore or whatever and stuff. Now, if I buy an original bottle of it, it's mainly to give away as gifts now. Cause they do make nice gifts, especially for people that are like new into whiskey and stuff, but they make really nice gifts. Cause I will say the one thing is, even though I don't really care for the juice that much, the presentation is always nice. And that is Old Blanton's.
Good Old Blanton's.
Yeah. The presentation is super nice, but I'm doing straight from the barrel today. Mm-hmm. All from the barrel. Straight from the barrel. I still love this juice. This juice right here is fucking fire. This is the best out of all the blends. I don't give a fuck what you say. If you say otherwise, you just dropped on your head or retarded. Which is funny because I think my man, which by the way, happy birthday, Yoon. His birthday is
second. Shout out to you. Happy birthday, sir.
Yeah. He's 92 now, years old.
92.
So.
Okay. Still young.
Yeah, he's still young, whatever shit. He lives his life like James Harden, actually.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah. Totally see that. So it's amazing. That just tells you how much like God likes people like him, though. Mm-hmm. He has the complexion for the protection.
He does.
He ain't caught a STD. He ain't caught no kind of disease or anything. He's still roaming our earth, still free and healthy of room. Let me slip up one fucking time. That shit's over.
That's a wrap, son.
Let Cody come out in his 5G black alien form just one time.
Mm-hmm.
That shit is over, son. Them redneck hillbillies gonna grab him and be like, God damn, that's a 5G black alien right there. They gonna throw a net on his ass and drag him through the fucking neighborhood and shit. He ain't never gonna get out and shit. You heard of Area 51, Cody gonna be Area 666 or whatever and shit, okay? Once they catch his ass and shit. Oh, look at the little
guest right here.
Oh.
Yes. It's a little Lucky right here.
That's Blackie?
Shout out to Blackie. Lucky.
Blackie? Blackie. Hey, little boy. Hey, Blackie. Hey, little Blackie. Why do you
Lucky
keep calling
last
that? No, hey, Blackie. That dog, let me go, please.
He's like, give me the fuck out of here.
He really like, does look like he looks sad as shit.
You brought me up here for this bullshit podcast.
He really don't like you.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
no, he really doesn't.
Probably because you look like him.
Yeah. What was that, Lucky? What was that? Fuck you and your thoughts? That's mean, sir. Don't say that. Yeah,
it's probably because y'all the same skin color. That's probably why. he probably said, why is this Negro touching me? Please. He said, he probably said,
right now.
Sir, can you let go of me?
He probably said, these light-skinned motherfuckers always think they better than us. Fuck this dude or whatever shit. He looking through the camera now. He's like, oh, yeah, finally. He said, finally, someone of my color and stature. He's like, yeah, I can relate to this brother right here. But he's like
who is this JB fellow over here?
this light-skinned Negro. He's like, let me go, please. I don't like you touching me. I don't want you touching me at all, whatever shit. Poor thing. But, yeah, so shout out to Yoon, though, because I have a feeling he's going to outlive us all, even though he's, like, living the most, like, you know, dangerous life ever.
Yeah, that's usually how it works.
Yeah, I told you, you got that complexion for the protection. That motherfucker's going to be 97 years old soon or whatever, and he's still going to be living a debauchery life and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Just fucking up and shit. Meanwhile, I'll be happy if I can make it to 80-something or whatever, and I'll be, like, I'll probably have, like, AIDS, cancer, diabetes,
cirrhosis, no limbs,
cirrhosis of the liver and shit. But for some reason, I'm still alive. It's like it just won't end. It'll just be like painful. The death will never come and shit. I'll be in the fucking room trying to stab myself with a spoon, talking about like why can't I? No, I'm more like a spork probably. Mm-hmm. Just like why can't I just fucking die? Cody comes visit me and I'm like jamming a spork in my neck and shit, going like. It took all the metal knives away from me, Cody. I need you to get me a knife. Slide it like it's cocaine underneath the table and shit. So, yeah, so I'm doing Blatant Straight from the Barrel today. So this month I'm going to do a Blatant's experiment. I'm going to go to that shitty-ass gold on Mix and Match. And, you know, I think gold tastes like shit, actually.
So is gold like the worst of the Blatant lineup?
No, I think the American version is a single barrel.
Oh, okay.
I think that one is the worst one.
Gotcha.
I was over Yoon's house, though, and we did the gold, green, and black, and their regular one, and that's the funniest shit ever. They all taste like shit. they all taste horrible. It was just like... I love the look of excitement on his face, though, because Yoon has a lot of Blanton's people. He has way more than I even had back when I had my fucking stash of it and shit when I was enjoying it. He's got a shit ton. He's got every goddamn color of the rainbow and shit. He's like a fucking LGBTQ promoter of Blanton's and shit. It's just in that cabinet wherever. If you're looking at you, see all the rainbow. It looks like Reading Rainbow when he opens the fucking closet cabinet door, whatever shit. It's just, look in your face. Who do you got? Is Blanton's in your eye? Is Blanton's in your eye? This shit just hits you right in the eye and shit like that. The motherfucker collects like double the letters. He wants like, he got them all lined up too. B-L-A-N-T-O-N-S or whatever shit, you know? So I'm over his place. I don't even remember. I think he was probably watching the game and probably eating tacos most likely. And I think we were drinking blue spot and red spot and shit. And then we just pulled out the Blanton for some reason and we drank the gold. And I just said, ooh, this tastes so watered down. I said, I don't know what it is about me and gold. Cause I've heard people have some great batches of gold. I cannot find a good batch of gold anywhere.
You just one of the unlucky ones apparently, huh?
Now, granted, I have like probably 5 bottles of gold and I only got one of them open and they're all different years. I haven't opened them all. But ever since I've been went to Sev's house back in old 2016, shut the fuck up, plane. And I'm on a roll right now, and that plane's fucking my groove up right here and shit. And that adorable looking dog, look, that one likes you because it's the same color.
Yeah, this is pie right here.
Mm-hmm. That's brownie. That's brownie.
Brownie.
Okay. Yeah. So anyway, so Blackie and Brownie. So you racist as fuck, by the way, naming your dogs that shit. So wait, why he get a real fucking name? Anyway, hold on. Now I'm really mad. So you gave a light-skinned dog a real fucking name named Kai and shit. Ain't that a bitch? Fuck that dog. Oh, you know what? Fuck that dog. Where the black one at? Shit. Blackie. Bring Blackie back. Bring Blackie back, whatever. You gave him some
simple
name and shit. Lucky. Ain't that a bitch? You racist ass Negro, you. Anyway. Stop this dark on light criminalization here. Anyway, I'm over his house. I'm drinking this Blanton. Ever since I've been to Sev's house back in 2016, I went to his place and he had this wonderful spread of liquor and we drank that Blanton's gold and I just went, oh God, that was probably the worst Blanton's gold I ever had. I was like, this tastes like shit, dude. What is this? He was like, Blanton's gold. I was like, oh, no, it's not. Oh, ever since that fateful year, I have not had a good Blanton's Gold since. They all taste horrible. Now, the one thing I will say about the ones that Yoon had, the ones that we opened at least, it's not that they taste bad. They were just watered down as far. It literally tastes like someone poured water in the shit.
Wow.
We went to the black and green, which had a little bit more flavor, but not by much or whatever shit. And they taste just as watered down, too. So he had a bad black and green, too. Now, my black one tastes great. I love my Blanton's black, whatever shit. But and then we went to he was like, fuck it, let's just pull out the regular one. I can't remember if it was a store pick or a regular one now. It might have been the store pick. I swear to God, we tried all four of these. And I'm telling you this right now, had you blind tasted that shit, you'd have been like, it's all the same bottle. It was that fucking bad.
Wow.
Same. So that was very disheartening and disappointing, I must say, whatever. So we're going to try this experiment on the last drop. And I was going to do the green and black. I guess I still could, actually, whatever, but I just don't feel like grabbing them now. but for this week, let's just keep it fucking straight from the barrel, because this is the good one. This one has never let me down. It's always tasted good, and it always continues to get better. I've heard some people say they've had a 90 proof straight from the barrel. I was like, what the fuck? I've never seen one with such low proof before. That one must taste like all flavorful and shit. I've only had the ones that's like high proof. I got one that's 136 proof. I got one that's 132. And this one I pulled out at the lowest one I have, which is 127.9. Low. Interesting. Oh, and it's letter O, too, people, if anybody cared for. Bottle number 104, warehouse number H, number pick number 12. Oh, and dumped on 12020. And I finally found one that was on my birthday, too. 6-7-2018. Nice. That motherfucker wanted $400 for it. I said, blow, dude,
you can nice.
Blow me. You can blow me. All right, I like... That's like the hunt for a Blanton's is just to get one with your birthday on it and shit like that. But at that point, it was just like, yeah.
Yeah, you can run 400, fuck that.
Yeah, you can blow me, shit. Oh, ooh. Already smells heavenly. Let's go ahead and pour this bad boy. Don't let me down. Don't ruin this. Do not do this. Don't be the last time you get opened. Oh, that already smells good. You get that strong nose, cinnamon spice. Oh, it's got apples in there, caramel, brown sugar. Oh my God, that cinnamon spice like shoots up your fucking allergy syndrome there. It's like a little orange peels on top too. It smells like this was already like put into a cocktail mix. Oh, man, you get a lot of fruit scents, though, once you get past that cinnamon. You get, like I said, you get your apples. Oh, my favorite smell of all, cherries. A little bit of orange zest. Oh, man. Oh, it's NCF, non-chill filtered. Oh. Oh. Speaking my language now and shit. I'm debating when I want to open this barrel, but I'm just staring at it right now, looking at it like, you sexy little bitch, you. Stop it. Being bad. Stop. Don't look at me that way. I'll drink you tomorrow.
Sassy.
Yeah. Yeah. It's talking to me, Cody. Sorry. It was saying
something. Yeah. You like you're in a little trance right there.
Yeah.
You
know, it was talking to me. Like it's. Yeah,
I'd be ashamed somebody would interrupt that little moment you had.
It said, drink me, bitch.
Look,
I said,
look extremely intimate.
I was going to get intimate, all right. Wow. You know, show that motherfucker, you know. I'm going to bring Blackie and Brownie with me, too, and they can watch, you know. So. You wrong for that, too, by the way, Cody.
Wow. all right. People, y'all heard it here. I said the official names. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah.
All I'm going to say.
Yeah, get a black one, a simpleton name, and just get a brown one, a real name. But either way, though, you know, either way, though. Oh, my God, that smell is just so fucking good. I'm going to tell you this right now, no other Blanton smells like this shit or whatever. And like Nika, you never go wrong when you get in that barrel, baby. That barrel is just, that's a whole nother beast or whatever and shit, you know. what I love about straight from the barrel and any whiskey more so there, it's a higher proof or whatever, but they never lose its essence of bringing all those fucking flavor and robust to your mouth and shit. Well, we don't know that yet because I haven't sipped this yet. So, first off, the palate, tip of the tongue. That is some spicy shit. Like, holy shit. Damn. I thought I ate a pepper or something like that. That shit just like...
Oh, okay.
Like, just the tip, Cole. Just the tip of it, whatever. Like,
because when you said spicy, I thought you meant like spices, like bacon spices, things of that nature. But you saying spicy, like hot almost?
No, like a cinnamon. Oh, actually, no. On the nose, it was more like a cinnamon. But this one, yeah, this one was like a hot kind of... Like, that was warm and shit. And then it just made the tip of my tongue tingle or whatever and shit. But, okay. Man, the first note I get on the palate is that fucking apples. That's the first thing I got, whatever. Kind of like apples and peaches a little bit, whatever. Mm-hmm. But it was baked apples, too. You know, like a baked apple pie. Mmm. Oh, the cherries are there, too. Oh, my God. Okay, see... This is what I love now. I'm not really a high proof kind of guy or whatever and shit because the alcohol always outweighs the flavors and I'm all about the flavors compared. I think that's why I like Blanton Black so much. But what I got, and as much shit as I talk about Blanton's or whatever, rightfully so too, because the way their prices have shot up, that's just like beyond ridiculous, you know? I mean, I think even Booker's, even though their prices have shot up, which I think is a better brand of bourbon, they're still, I don't even want to say reasonable, but like at least they're still in the $100 range. You know, they're like, what are they, like $99, I think now, which is ridiculous because like 3 years ago it was like $69. But it's like $100 per se, where Blanton's is like shot its low to $150 and over and is considered more allocated. But this Blanton straight from the barrel, man, it's managed to, for the positive I can get out, it's managed to keep that high proof, but it just elaborates all the fucking notes of flavor that it can or whatever, and you're not missing a beat on it. So like I said, the cherries, and it's like baked apples there, like an apple pie. The way it slides off your tongue is kind of buttery, like the crust of a pie. A lot of sugar or cinnamon there. It's still got a little bit of sweetness there. The finish, woo, long and hot. Got a little dryness to it. It doesn't let up because even though it's dry, it's got a lot of brown sugar in there. That's like the one thing or whatever. It's strong spice too. But you're getting more of a, instead of like apples and peaches or anything like that, you're getting more like raspberry flavor notes. I guess the cherry is kind of there still. I taste the cherry a little bit on the finish. It's not as much as like the, I think because of the heat that's coming off of it, you don't really get much of the fruit or whatever, but there's a little bit of raspberries and cherry there, but I'm not getting the apples or the peaches or that apple pie flavor like I am on the palate. The palate is just like it's like a fucking dessert, actually. Give me an apple pie or peach cobbler or something like that. Where in the finish, it's got like more of your usual bourbon notes, like your tobacco, leather, oak, the caramel, brown sugar type stuff. And I think what elevates the finish there, it's just like long, it's hot as shit. You're going to feel that. So like you're getting like a mixed bag there where your tongue is just like got all the fruits and flavor and the sweetness. It's like a Powerpuff Girl. Sugar and spice makes everything nice. But then you add a little bit of this in here and you get that mojo right on the finish. That was that monkey's name, right, Cody?
Mojo.
Yeah,
Mojo. There you
go. Yeah, Mojo Potato.
Mojo Jojo.
Mojo Jojo. Yeah. Mojo Jojo.
Mm-hmm.
You know they didn't give a fuck about names. Oh, yeah. This is a winner. You know, now I got to ask. I don't even know what these things cost anymore now.
That's just what I was about to ask you. What is the retail and how much did you get it for?
So this one, I had this since 2020. this bottle, because I just recently got one for 2021 too, as well. Was that this year or last year? I can't remember now. This one I think I got for $150. The retail on it, I'm not even sure what the retail on these bottles are anymore. Shit, I've lost track of the Blanton's retail now, or whatever, because the prices were. But I think regularly you'll see these run for like $250 to $350, which is just fucking ridiculous. I don't know if I can. And once again, it's one of those things, you really want it, then if you want to drop $250 on it, sure. But I'm most likely, if you found it for $250, it's probably you found it on a website. So then you got to add in like shipping and tax and all that stuff. So you damn near about to get to $300, right, Cody? So $300 for this, I don't know if I can go that far. $150, that was a good price for me or whatever. $150 for anything is a good price for me, honestly. I mean, $150, anything below $200, I'm all for. I know, I think someone asked me for a Weller 12 or whatever, and they was like, oh, this place wanted for $150. And I was like, I wouldn't pay that or whatever. But like, if you really want it, it's under $200. You're not going to find it anywhere else. $150 it is, and just go ahead and grab it then. You can't go wrong with $150. It's like the fine amount of $150 to me is like that fine amount of like, that's high quality, but also in a, put this in quotes, low spending territory. Mm-hmm. Of whiskey, because is there any whiskey that's under $100 now that you like really want? Yeah, I don't think so, right, Cody? Like, what is something you really want that's under $100 now? Like, yeah, I was gonna say I'd like Booker's, but even that's over $100 now. You know, Blackie's back. Cody's like, look at his dick. Look, see, look how big it is. Look, Cody's getting jealous over there. Hey, not my fault you're a half-breed, sir. The Indian blood in you. Anyway, Cherokee Indian.
Oh, my God.
You're so racist. but yeah, $150 for that. If you were to tell me you found this for $150, Cody, and you said, should I get it? I'd be like, go ahead and grab that. Treat yourself.
$150. Yeah, that sounds fair. Yeah.
Yeah, $150. Anything over that, Cody? I don't know, man. $200 plus. Yeah, I don't know if I would say do that or whatever and shit. Unless you like a huge Blanton's head and you've had them all and you think they're just tremendously good. Well, if you think that, then you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to just go ahead and tell you spend the $200, $250 or whatever. Because I'm going to be like, yeah, if you thought those were good, then you need to try the straight from the barrel then. Because that's the shit right there. That's the juice you need to get ahead of. Once again, all the Blanton's over there shooting. All the Blanton's are letting me down. I forgot 4th of July is coming up soon, too. Man, poor Blackie and Brownie.
Yeah.
They about
to. Yeah, it's building their first 4th of July experience. And yeah.
They are about to.
Yeah.
In a
damn fireworks.
Shit.
Yep.
That is the worst goddamn holiday of the year.
It really is. I don't know why we still celebrate that bullshit.
I don't know who elaborated with fireworks, yeah. To be honest.
Fucking stupid.
Which is so hilarious because cities say that they don't allow fireworks, but yet you see a stand up on every corner in that city.
Yep.
You're like, wait a minute, how'd they get a license then to sell
that
shit?
So y'all motherfuckers allow them or do you not? Which is it?
They told me in Long Beach that shit's banned. I was like, why is there stands on the corner there?
Mm-hmm.
It's like when you get pulled over and they say your window's too tinted. It's like, why do you still allow places to sell this tent then? Mm-hmm. I mean, the shop is right there where they slinging the tinted windows and shit, whatever, and it's still for that color, or whatever. So,
Wait.
This is too good. This is delicious. I'm enjoying this a lot. Man, I didn't think I would do this, but I'm about to drop a last drop on this.
There it is. Last drop.
I'm kind of shocked by this.
Right from the barrel.
I'm shocked by this. I thought this would have been like a 3.5 or whatever, but I'm looking at everything now. I spent $150 on this. This is fucking, the palate is nice and spicy. Got like a lot of sweetness to it. It's got this apple pie flavor. The finish is long, just how I like it. It's hot, it's robust. I'm trying to think of a negative here. The only negative I can think of is this little brothers and sisters taste like shit. So, but that ain't got nothing to do with this bottle. So, this though is fucking. This is a perfect summer drink.
Nice.
Damn. I just thought about it. We talking about 4th of July, whatever. This is a July drink right here. This just sounds like it just goes with something on the grill.
I just put that as if you pair it with some grilled meat, grilled veggies, maybe.
Looking at some fucking throw some asparagus on that grill.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Give me some steak, or give mm-hmm. me some carne asada meat or whatever. Throw that on there. When I see this now, I'm looking at the pool now. I'm hanging out in the pool. I'm chilling. Yeah. I ain't even swimming. Mm-hmm. I'm just chilling. Laying back or whatever, watching, observing, like I was when we was at that rooftop on Wilshire, whatever. Mm-hmm. I wasn't saying anything. I was just like looking, just playing cool. Cody, remember, I was cool.
Cool.
Yeah. Our friend who's now married, Sean, or whatever, he was acting mm-hmm. like a child, doing children things, whatever and stuff. Yeah, getting all excited and shit. Not me though. I was an adult.
Yeah, he was chilling. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, as the oldest out of the three that was there, mm-hmm. I was.
Yeah, to set an example for the youth.
There you go. Mild, mm-hmm. composured. That's how I would be with this drink. I'm in the pool, Cody. People are like, why don't you get in the beach? Nah, there's toxins in that water. It's dirty. And we in a drought. I can't piss in that water. So, I wouldn't do that anyway. We in a bad drought right now. People, apparently, they said it's extreme. They got
rude. I didn't realize it was that bad out here in SoCal.
It's funny. You'll see a sign up for last year. I haven't seen a sign this year about a drought at all. And all of a sudden, just got a notification last week that it's horrible. Like, we're in red and shit. And it's like,
it's been warm, man. Like, super hot, at least out here.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if you got all the notifications about how bad it's been, the drought or whatever and shit. They even got new rules up on the news, Cody. You're not allowed to water your lawn except for once a week now.
What?
Yeah.
Damn, that's crazy.
I think they said if you live with multiple people too, you should only wash on one day. And apparently they said, yesterday I was reading this study, I got this one notification, I was reading the study saying that Californians will have to lower their percentage of water by 35% in order for it to become stable.
I trip out when we have like these outages and shortages of water and shit, things of that nature. When we live on this planet, that's like nothing but fucking...
Isn't it 95% water?
I forgot the percentage, but it's some huge fucking.
I remember it was percentage. Huge.
Yeah.
Is it 65 or 95%?
I think it's more than 65.
I think it was a 95 then or whatever, if I'm not mistaken. Like, I know Kyrie probably thinks the water just slides off the flat part of the earth and shit and like falls into a vacuum of space and shit.
Yeah, but.
I probably shouldn't have said that because motherfuckers probably believe like. No, motherfuckers probably do think they're like, no wonder we ain't got no water because the earth is flat. And if it's flat, the water is falling into space now. Oh my God. So they want me. So why don't they just send the astronauts into space, Cody, and collect the water then? God. There's some dumb motherfucker listening to this right now. They're going,
God.
I'm sorry. Now you were saying, Cody, about the water.
I was just tripped off in general how huge this planet is. We got all this goddamn water, but yeah, we're gonna use like what 1% of it, I think.
I think
that was percent. We only use like 1%. It's like drinkable or whatever.
We have bottled water. I mean,
crazy.
Most countries don't have that, so they're shooting them fireworks already. So I mean, that should already tell you right there. But I'm trying to figure out how much water we've been wasting as far as like watering. They're talking about like watering your lawn once a week. People do that daily?
Yeah. Some people do.
I guess it depends on the plants you have.
And then you got to think about there's automated sprinkler systems too.
Yeah. That comes on daily. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we'll just have to steal some water from the ocean and clean it out then, I guess. I don't know.
I don't know, man. I don't fucking know.
I'm not a scientist, so I can't figure the water issues out here. I can't tell people what to do or anything like that, so I'm not going to even argue that or whatever. That's going to be the 2022 debate then. Last year it was COVID. This year it's going to be scientists and water. I see people now be like, I don't give a fuck what y'all say. Y'all full of shit. I'm going to drink this water and bathe as many. I'm going to bathe 6 times a day now, whatever, just because you say. Maybe that's why stars ain't taking baths no more. Maybe that's why they think they think they helping and shit. It's like, fuck that. You need to spray yourself with a hose in at least. Yeah.
Oh, good.
Mm. Awful.
Yeah, you dirty motherfucker. Fucking awful. That's some dirty shit, yo. Now you got to ask. See, Cody, you lucky you out of the dating world now. Because us single folk, now we got to ask motherfuckers that shit too. Whatever.
Hey, yeah, do you shower?
How often do you shower, by the way?
Man, I feel bad for y'all, man. You got to do that now? That's crazy.
Once a week. I'm sorry. Did you say once a week or did you mean one time a day? Wait, hold on. No, only once a week.
You put in the profile, please shower. You must shower.
So now when you give like a description of what you like, I like long walks on the beach, people that shower. I like
people. That's shit. That's crazy.
I mean, could you imagine hooking up with someone that tells you they only shower once a week or some shit like that?
Yeah. That's crazy, dude. Fuck.
You like, and you know, not to say that like women are dirtier than men or whatever and shit, but like y'all got that hole down there and shit, you know, that you need to clean that down there. And it's just like, come on. Yeah. What do you mean once a week? Mm-hmm. You can't tell me no shit like that. Like,
think that's disgusting.
I love in LA though, that cause LA is full of pretentious ass motherfuckers anyway. They think everything they do is God's green earth and shit like that. And LA, they just tell you, yeah, only once a week. What seems to be the problem, man?
Hey, you smell like ass. That's the problem.
LA has no fucking shame about anything they do. They're just confident as fuck. They're just confident as shit. And it's the one fucking thing about LA is it's just like, you need a little bit of humbleness back in your fucking city, please. Like, because they just blatantly say, like, I only shower once a week. I don't have time. I just don't feel dirty. It's not about feeling dirty. My shoes don't look dirty. But trust me, they got some dust on them motherfuckers.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Okay, so.
For sure.
Oh, man. So you lucky. You out of that now. You don't got to worry about that shit.
Yeah, thank Galactus.
Us single folk, though, Cody. I'd love for that to be one of y'all conversations, discussions over the dinner table. What do you think about only showering once a week, Cody? It'd probably be silent just like this. I never thought about that discussion, but I'd prefer if we just keep doing it daily.
That's fucking crazy, man.
As Cody wraps his scarf around his neck, as he said, and he just walks out the room. Oh,
I know, the scarf just flies me away.
He looks like Iron Man and Iron Man 2 when those nanotechs is running up his neck and shit.
Yeah.
That shit runs up Cody's neck whenever he gets alarmed or disturbed and shit. So when she says something like that, it should have just started turning blue and purple. Like, he's like, time to fly away, Cody, from this conversation. Oh, man. So anyway, I'm throwing a last drop on this. This is good shit right here.
On five last drop. You're probably not going to see it in your area, folks, but if you do see it for $150, buy it.
Yeah, unlike gold, this hasn't hit America. So, but yeah, $150 is a good fucking price ever. And I got this one in Japan for $150 too. So, when I was over there in 2019. So, yeah, man, this... it's a winner right here. I'm shocked. I'm kind of blown away about this, honestly. I thought I was going to linger in the free area.
Yeah, I never expected the Blaine's pour to get a last drop on here.
I knew I was still going to love this because this juice has never let me down. It's always been good. It's always been great. This is the best of the blends that you can get fucking straight from the barrel. I thought it was going to be in the 3.5 area. I thought I would have been like, but there's something here, whatever. But no, I love the finish. It's got that long lingering feel to it. The palate is it's nice and sweet, like a fucking dessert almost, or whatever, you know. It reminds me of America, baby. Apple pie and hot dogs, baby. We on the pool, we chilling. We grilling up some hot links. Hey, what's more American than apple pie? Right now. It actually does right now. Just some hot links on that motherfucker.
Speak my language.
Get a little some onions on that motherfucker. Mm-hmm. Wrap it around it. Hey, better get that dog out of here. He looking delicious right now. Hey, what you call pet? Some people call food. They ain't got the privileges of getting hot dogs in a package, Cody. But, you know what I'm saying? Anyway, though, we're done. We're going to get out of here now. That is a wrap. We talked about everything.
Here. Oh, she wrote.
We talked about the playoffs. We talked about bourbon. We talked about liquor stores. We talked about Blue Run, as always. We talked mm-hmm. about beer being $100 and not paying for it.
same. Fuck that.
Yeah. I mean, hell no.
If I can close it like whiskey and come back to it, then maybe.
Yeah, we can't do that.
You can't do that. You got to drink that shit right away.
Can't do that. And I think it's only like a 16-ounce bottle at most or something like that, correct?
Well, what's the size of those Bourbon County bottles or whatever?
16 ounces.
16 ounces, then that's exactly what the fuck it is. What if it was a 7/5 liter? Or no. 700. Or actually 500 no. milliliter. Let's go no. ahead and say that.
Nope.
Yeah, because yeah, either way, you still got
50. Nope.
Because you still got to finish it.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Yeah, once you open it, it's done.
Yeah, beer. No, beer. You gotta drink that.
Yeah, so it's done. I mean, there's no contain. It's not wine or any other spirit. Actually, yeah, it's no other spirit or
it's
shit.
Not,
once,
yeah.
Once you crack that or whatever and shit, you know, you know, motherfuckers be putting Coors Light back in the refrigerator after they come and crack that.
Oh yeah, you know, yeah.
I guess it really don't make no difference to that though. I mean, it's gonna taste the same.
Anyway. Nah, yeah, pretty much.
So. But we talked about beer, we talked in playoffs, we talked liquor stores, we talked Cody's 5G-ness or whatever, you know.
Dogs.
Racist dogs' names and shit. Cody's racism, anti-racism kicking out and shit. Motherfuckers not showering. God damn, we did all that in an hour and 20 minutes. God damn, shit.
That's impressive.
That's impressive here.
And you wonder why people call us the best podcast on planet Earth ever of all time.
Oh, baby. Oh,
never
baby.
To be outdone or outclassed. Oh.
And we even did a promotion for our merch.
All that in less than an hour 30.
Less than 90 minutes that it takes to bathe your ass. So please. Once again, people, head on over to TeePublic and buy some Last Drop merch. We just want to see you rocking it. Anyway, though, people, we're done. We're going to get out of here. We're going to return next week with Craft Beer Week of the Month. Actually, Mother's Day Craft Beer Edition.
Hey.
Yeah, my mother's birthday and Mother's Day all in one there. So with that said, people, thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for buying all the merch like you do. We appreciate all y'all listeners. We love you all. Even you non-bathing folk. We love you too. We just don't want to be near you. But we love you.
We don't ask over there.
Yeah. And if we are near you, mask will be worn. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Because of COVID, yeah, nothing else.
Yeah. Had nothing to do with your smelly.
Yeah, ain't got nothing to do with your blue waffle, you know.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, you know, I ain't trying to smell that all day or whatever shit, you know. Oh, no.
That's yeah. disgusting.
Ain't nothing worse than a smelly vagina and a smelly balls, you know. Oh,
God.
Y'all teaming up together and shit on a hot, beautiful day and shit, so. I am your godfather of whiskey, I'm JB.
I am the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
And like we always say, livers will never be the same.
And glasses will never be dry.